I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. It's Thursday, and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with a recap of news from inside the Beltway on our political corner. Juan, what's up?
Thanks, Ed. I'm joined by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the year 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. Also with us, Robert Trainum. He's a political strategist for the Republican Party here on Capitol Hill in Washington. Both are in our NPR D.C. studios. Robert, Donna, thanks for joining us on Political Corner.
Thanks for having us.
Let's begin with President Bush. There's a real question as to how big a problem the president's low ratings and the war in Iraq are for Republican candidates as we approach the midterm elections. We're just about at the kickoff for the fall election season, Labor Day. Robert Trainum, are people running away from President Bush and the Republican Party?
No. In fact, the president continues to campaign for Republican candidates across the country, raising money for them, as well as telling them that not only can you run by my side, if you will, in terms of embracing my policies, but look, I understand that you represent a state that may be different from another part of the country. So if you need to disagree with me in public, I understand that. So this president has been very, very clear. You can hug me if you want to, but you can also push me away if need to as well, depending on the dynamics of the state that you're representing. You have some real life examples of where this Republican administration has made a positive difference in people's lives, and that's not something to be afraid of. That's something to embrace, and that's something to say, look, you know, when the president agrees with me, I will support the president. When the president disagrees with me, I'm going to say so. And I think that when you take a look at the political dynamics in this country right now with the president's high unapproval ratings, I think that strategy, for the most part, works across the country.
Donna Brazile, on the other hand, actually, the president's approval numbers have gone up in the last few days. People attribute this in part to the news about the foiled bombing attack on the plane from London. Do you think that's going to change what had looked like a big year for the Democrats?
Well, first of all, Juan, let me remind everyone that in 1994, when Bill Clinton was president, his approval rating dipped down to the low 30s. And then right before the election, they came back up to 46% to 48%. The Democrats still lost 52 seats that political season. We lost 52 seats in the House and 8 seats in the Senate. I think the Republicans in general are coming back to the fold. But what the polls also indicate is that the president is having a hard time attracting independents and Democrats, and that, of course, was the key to his victory in 2002 as well as in 2004. I also believe that many of these candidates, they're all running from the president, and they're running against the president not only on Iraq, but also on immigration and the budget deficit. So the Republican Party is still in deep trouble. The wind is still behind the backs of the Democratic candidates, and this is going to be a very interesting electoral season with George Bush not able to get back his electoral groove.
I strongly disagree with that. If you take a look at the polling data when it comes to a lot of our candidates across the country, Rick Santorum in Pennsylvania, he has cut the lead in half that his challenger has. All the polls had him at, Bob Casey had him at 20 points up, 37 points up. Now Rick Santorum is close at the 6 points up. Rick Santorum is a very, very strong supporter of this president. And the fact of the matter is that the president has not won Pennsylvania, not once, but twice. And so that is just completely not accurate. If you take a look at Jim Talent in Missouri, another strong supporter of the president, he is actually pulling a little bit ahead of his Democratic challenger. If you take a look at Michael Steele, someone who has not only embraced the president, but also to a certain degree has also danced a little bit in terms of saying, I'm also independent of the president, he is polling really well. So this notion that all Republicans are running away from this administration is just not accurate.
Well, now, so Donna, one of the factors that Democrats are talking about in political circles is the Rove factor, which is that Karl Rove is now back in the game, and Karl Rove is going to say, much like we heard from Vice President Cheney in when he was talking about the Ned Lamont, Joe Lieberman race in Connecticut, you know, when you vote for the likes of Ned Lamont, he says to Democrats, you are voting essentially to support Al-Qaeda. And you imagine that Karl Rove is going to use the fear factor and the foiled bombing plot from London to his advantage going into these elections. Are Democrats worried about the fear factor, given its success, its successful track record.
No, and the reason why, Juan, is that unlike 2002 and 2004, when the majority of American people believed that the president was honest and trustworthy on these issues, the majority of Americans now believe the president has not leveled with them, have not told them the truth. So I think Democrats have ample ground this year to really take this national security issue and turn it around and use it against the Republicans by saying, here we are 5 years after 9/11, and the Republicans have failed to implement all the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. They have failed to inspect all of our cargo ships coming in. They have failed to secure the peace in the Middle East. And look what's going on in Afghanistan. They're about to have some form of anarchy. Iraq is on the brink of a civil war. Iran is going to go ahead with their missile nuclear technology. North Korea is going to continue to shoot missiles in the Sea of Japan. So this administration, in my judgment, has many failures, and the Democrats are willing to point them out.
That is completely untrue. Name me what Nancy Pelosi has said on protecting Homeland Security. Name me a specific example on where Harry Reid or Howard Dean, your fearless leader on the Democratic side, has said that he has a plan in order to keep Americans safe.
Well, there's no question Democrats have said that 2006 must be a year of significant transition in Iraq and that we support responsible deployment to give the Iraqi security forces time to secure those areas. Every time we secure one area in Iraq and weed out the terrorists, they go into another area. We believe that it's time for the Iraqi people and the Iraqi security forces to not just help us secure those areas, but to win the political battle so that we can get on with having our troops come home. The Democrats oppose giving sole source contracting resources to these big corporations, and that's why you see Democrats at times oppose some aspect of Homeland Security funding and the like. But there's no question Democrats have offered their own security proposals this year. We've talked about inspection of cargoes. We've talked about beefing up Homeland Security funding. It's time for us to really focus on how do we upgrade our intelligence apparatus so that we can do a much better job of finding out what the terrorists are before they come here.
Donna Brazile was campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. And Robert Trainum, Svengali of the Republican Party on Capitol Hill, political strategist extraordinaire, both are with us here in our NPR DC studios. That's it for Political Corner. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Don't forget to join Juan Williams and his Beltway Insiders for the week's top issues from Capitol Hill every Thursday right here on Political Corner.